And we welcome you back here from the College of Holy Cross at Fitton Field. Matt Harmon along the way on our halftime show. Big first half for Monmouth, who leads this one by a score of 7-0. Hawks getting their touchdown off a Brandon Hill to Lamar Davenport touchdown, of which they have called a 17-yarder. 12-play, 84-yard drive with 5:50. That took up 5 minutes and 50 seconds on the clock. Came with just 46 seconds to go in that first half, and a big one certainly for MU. Our halftime show tonight is presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. WorldSubaru.com. They think the world of their customer. Hawks lead it here 7-0 over Holy Cross. MU looking for their first win of the season. Still pretty young when you think about it overall, but strangely enough, now, you know, 4 games in, Monmouth has played for about a month. Their campaign started in August this year, with Labor Day being pretty much on the early side of things. MU started at the 29th of August out at Montana State, and they'll play 5 games within a month time period, as next Saturday at Columbia, the 28th of September. So a very busy early season slate for Monmouth, again looking for that first win of the year and a half away from doing that. Let's take a peek at our college football scoreboard, and we will start it first here with the top 25. These games have now gone final. Number 17, Washington, knocking off Idaho State 56-0. It was number 19, Florida, over Tennessee 31-17. Notre Dame able to win for a back-to-back week, topping unranked Michigan State, 22nd-ranked Irish 17, and MSU 13. It was number 18, Northwestern, with a win over Maine 35-21. Wisconsin rolling over Purdue 41-10. This game now in the fourth quarter, number 20, Baylor all over Louisiana Monroe 70-7, the score. That again early in the fourth quarter. Still in progress right now, Florida State leading Bethune-Cookman 19-0. Miami, the 16th-ranked team in the country, on top of Savannah State 7-0. Other games in progress right now, early first quarter, Alabama, the number one team in the country, Colorado State at 1-2, making their way to Tuscaloosa for the home opener for the defending national champs. No score on that one. Texas A&M on top of SMU right now, about 5 minutes into quarter number one, 7-0. Also just getting up and going, Texas Tech leading Texas State 3-0. Stanford, the number 5 team in the country, leading number 23, Arizona State, 7-0. Games that will start in the next little bit. Big one in the SEC, number 6, LSU, is home for Auburn. Matchup of two 3-0 teams. 3-0 Michigan is on the road tonight at UConn. We'll actually pass that site on our way home. That game played in Hartford. Number 13, UCLA, will welcome in New Mexico State. Finals from the early slate of games today. Louisville rolling over Florida International 72-0. Ohio State, here's a score for you. So Louisville beats Florida International 72-0. How about this one? Ohio State over Florida A&M 76-0. Georgia, the number 9 team of the country, they go to 2-1. The Bulldogs do beat North Texas 45-21. And, of course, the game from the other night in the top 25, Clemson, now 3-0. They beat NC State 26-14. Games going on in the Patriot League, as that a member of where Holy Cross is tonight. Give you an update on all those scores. Cornell beat Bucknell by a score of 45-13. UPenn leads Lafayette 13-7 right now. Princeton on top of Lehigh. Matchup of the Ivy versus the Patriot League, 8-0. Also, it was Brown topping Georgetown 45-7. Yale with a win over Colgate, high scoring game, 39-22. And also Fordham continuing to roll. They top Columbia Monmouth, next opponent, 52-7. The Rams, perhaps the best team right now in the Patriot League at 4-0. But because Fordham started the scholarship process earlier than all of the other teams in the Patriot League, the Rams ineligible for postseason play and the league championship. Games in the Big South tonight. It is Villanova. Well, that's not really a Big South game anymore, nor is that one. The CBS scoreboard has some old teams that have left the league, so let's go to the teams that are actually still in the league. Charleston Southern is a winner tonight over Norfolk State. Charleston Southern now 4-0. They beat Norfolk State 20-12. Coastal Carolina with a lead over Hampton 33-0. Richmond on top of Liberty, 17-7. Wofford on top of Gardner-Webb. Actually, that game scoreless, excuse me, early on in the first quarter. And Virginia beat VMI 49-0. And from the Northeast Conference, we give you the NEC scoreboard because Monmouth will still see a lot of these teams on their schedule this year. Youngstown State beat Duquesne 59-17. Right now in the second quarter, Delaware is on top of Wagner 28-3. Just kicking off, Albany and Central Connecticut State. That game is scoreless. A win today for Sacred Heart over Chauwin, 78-35. That's right, Chauwin, I said. And St. Francis, Pennsylvania beat Lincoln, PA, 38-7. Those are your scores from around the country in some of the leagues that we pay pretty good attention to. The Big South, the Northeast Conference, and tonight, at least, the Patriot League, in addition to the top 25 scoreboard. We'll step out here and take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, more of our halftime show presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue. Monmouth on top, 7-0. Gary Kowal will have stats for you right after this three-minute break. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Gary Kowal back here at Fitton Field from Worcester, Massachusetts, home of the Holy Cross Crusaders, on the World Subaru Halftime Show here on the Shore Sports Network. Let's get you some statistics and get you all caught up on everything from that first half. And the biggest number and the biggest statistic thus far is on the scoreboard. The Hawks with a 7-0 lead. Brandon Hill hitting Lamar Davenport in stride at the back of the end zone with 46 seconds remaining in the first half to put MU in front by the score of 7-0. That has been the only scoring to this point. The Hawks have really dominated in a lot of facets on offense. They own the time of possession. The Hawks have held the ball for 20 minutes and 27 seconds compared to just 9:33 for Holy Cross. MU outgaining the Crusaders 203 yards to 85. 103 passing yards for the Hawks compared to just 62 for Holy Cross. And on the ground, it's been MU leading the way. They have 100 total yards on the ground. Holy Cross with just 23. Individual numbers for MU. Brandon Hill in the first half kind of battled back and was a little bit better in the second quarter than he was in the first. Was able to complete 9 of 19 in that first half for 103 yards, a long of 17, and of course the touchdown. Lamar Davenport catching that touchdown. He was one of three MU wideouts who caught two balls in the first half. Lamar, two catches for 28 yards. Neil Sterling, two catches for 27 yards. And Thaddeus Richards with the exact same stat line as Sterling, two catches for 27 yards. A couple of Hawks have led the way with just two tackles apiece. Joe Johnson, Dave Demersion, Tevin Brandon, and Clark Coe have all gotten in for a couple of stops. Dave Demersion had that big tackle for a loss earlier on in the second quarter on a big second down play. On the ground for Monmouth, it's been KB Asante leading the way. He's carried it 13 times for 53 yards. Julian Hayes not far behind. He's carried it 13 times as well for 49 yards. Asante averaging 4.1 yards per carry. Hayes just under 4 yards a carry at 3.8. On the Holy Cross side of things, they did play both quarterbacks in that first half, as we had anticipated. Stephen Elder goes 5 of 10. He kind of took over midway through the first and stayed under center the rest of the way. He goes 5 of 10 for 40 yards. A long of 10, did take one sack in that first half. Ryan Laughlin goes 2 of 4 for 22 yards for Holy Cross. In the receiving category for the Crusaders, Khalif Raymond leading the way. He goes 3 catches, 32 yards. Had a big 15-yard grab in which he went up and made a nice play on the ball to go up and get it. He's followed by Mike Fess and Nate Stanley, who each have a catch apiece. Fess, an 8-yard grab, and Stanley, a 7-yard grab. Reception. Roman Sandoval with 4 tackles for Holy Cross leading the way, along with Sam Jones. Scotty O'Donoghue has made 4 as well, and Gary Aqua with 4, 2 of those solo. On the ground for Holy Cross, it's been the wideout Mike Fess, who has 9 rushing yards to lead Holy Cross. Calvallo with 7 yards, Ryan Laughlin, the quarterback, with 6, and Khalif Raymond with 2. So not the heavy ground attack that we kind of expected from Holy Cross. They ran the ball 72 times last week, only 9 rushes in the first half here tonight. So I didn't expect 72, and I don't think anybody on the Monmouth sideline did, but I think 9 in the first half is a little bit less than they expected. But the Hawks running 46 offensive plays compared to Holy Cross, so those things will tend to happen. The Hawks did force the only turnover or pardon, each team did recover a fumble in that first half. The Hawks recovered one. Pat O'Hara at the 26-yard line before KB Asante fumbled it back inside the five. So each team has fumbled once and lost a fumble. The Hawks have committed two penalties for 20 yards. Holy Cross also two penalties for 10 yards. On third down, the Hawks are 6 of 12. Very efficient MU on third down. 6 of 12 for 50%. And Holy Cross has not quite been as good. They didn't convert one until midway through the second quarter. They were able to convert a third down. They didn't pick up a first down, at least, until the second quarter. And they converted a couple in that second quarter. 2 of 8 they are on third down. We will step out for 2 minutes, and when we come back, we will have the second half of action for you. Matt Harmon will join me back here on the broadcast as MU will take a 7-0 lead into the second half here at Holy Cross. A 2-minute break, and back for the second half right here on the Shore Sports Network.